Welcome to Nikki's Niches, where we play the songs from Nikki Hart Kelly's monthly Bandcamp selections and hope to support the artists that are highlighted. Please look at show notes and go to bandcamp.com to purchase music of the artists on today's show. Airs monthly on this program and reflects Bandcamp releases that she's purchased over the past month. The reviews are posted on the individual pages of the artist as reflections of those purchases. Bandcamp Friday is back. All proceeds go to the artist this Friday for your purchases.
Material Eyes, Inside Out. Manchester trio Material Eyes return with another fine offering, a progressive music played as it should be. The pieces are mostly epic in length, complex, and each one tells a story. True to the storyteller's pantheon, you'll hear tales of caution, haunting history, and even a recitation of a nightmare, apparently caused by a Wensleydale cheese. My favorite track is Long Ship.
Slay. reddens every sound. Long ship, fates have kissed, you lads you have found. As the autumn
Mark Burnell introduced me to this gem. He minds the psych ward on Tuesdays from 3:20 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Here on progrock.com, your ticket to the best progressive rock. Ivan the Tolerable, Ritual in Transfigured Time. Ambient psychedelic with severe lashings of jazz from the UK. This is the brainchild of Ollie Heffernan on bass, guitar, drum machines, synths, with additional players providing drums, vibraphone, sax, flute, trumpet, and French horn. Perfectly hypnotic and addictive. Favorite track, String to Ball.
Thank you.
Steve Broomhead, The Night the Stars Fell from the Sky. These pieces are all rather dark and moody, precisely what I enjoy. You get a sense of eavesdropping into the sessions within this multi-instrumentalist studio, perhaps as the music drifts from an open window long after midnight. Synths, impassioned guitars, and hushed vocals add to the feeling of intimacy and desolation. Favorite track? Sun, Moon. Flair, Preludes. These are just beautiful short pieces by a painter and multi-instrumentalist from London, Ralph Haygate. They are comprised of acoustic guitar, piano, and cello, along with some field recordings, which draw the mind to eerie pastoral settings. Best listened to through in their entirety. The only quarrel I have with this debut is that it's all too short. I hope that we won't have to wait too long for the next one. Favorite track, Follow. Dengue Fever, Ping Mong. Hailing from Los Angeles, this multicultural foray espouses the members' Cambodian roots with 60s and 70s pop, psych, and other world music elements. Sung in both English and Cambodian, it's simultaneously quirky and charming. I love the very Cambodian silverfish, but it's too short, and pivoting between the opening and closing tracks, I'm going with the closer, Wake Me Up Slowly, to illustrate the gist of what you'll find to enjoy here.
Yeah.
Fearful Symmetry, Drifting Sands. Susie James and Company have released an extended version of my favorite track from their difficult second release of last year. It's over three times the length of the original, and it's even better than it was before. This version extends itself with guitar, oud, violin, and flute solos, and it's an absolute delight. A sister show, Friday Night Progressive, introduced me to this next act, Hanford Flyover. Source. Duo from the UK brings us neo-psych with folk and electronica elements. Very washy and affected vocals with wavery, quavery instrumentation. The music is lush and dense, yet it remains airy and light. Lysergic lyrics weave their way amongst the curtains of sound. The guitars in particular often veer into heavy territory, and satisfyingly so. I love the whole thing the more I listen to it. Shallow waters should lure you in.
Thank you.
In the Labyrinth, To Our Rescue. A long-awaited recording for me is this gem from Sweden's Peter Lindell, with his array of far too many ethnic instruments to list, and talented friends on several others that he's brought around to round out the project. The sound is psychedelic folk with forays into early and medieval music, but often tackling more contemporary themes. Favorite track, Sanctus. Olivia Chaney, Six French Songs. Olivia Chaney's brought her beautiful voice to France this time in an EP spanning this time from medieval ballads to a bit of 1960s pop. The arrangements are simple, as suits this material, letting her voice shine and lending an air of small villages, cafes, and bucolic countryside charm. My only complaint is that six is not enough. Favorite track? Montagne Petou Essoud. Pardon my French.
Pense à vous, mais vers minuit, mon cœur s'éveille, mon chien. cher amant qui la regarde, les yeux brillants, son cœur me rend. Si les étoiles sont brillantes et le sol est ravissant, les jolis yeux de ma maîtresse, ils sont encore plus charmants.
This came to me via Rick Henry at a sort of sister station, House of Prague. Rafe Perlman, Canoe. This recording is positively unearthly, with an introduction to the artist reading that he, quote, started his singing career with the wolves, ravens, and sled dogs of the Alaskan wilderness, end quote. A majority of the instrumentation is acoustic, and some are exotic, such as kora and tablas, but there's one rocker on it. The tracks shimmer with the hushed vocals and lyrics that speak much of nature, reverence, and eternity. My favorite track is the heartbreakingly resplendent Alban.
Thank you.
Will the trees still speak though ears grow weak? I listen for your song. I sing my heart an offering to the bird whose wings are strong. One may she fly forever far to where you rest within the grove. One bring me word from your own lips that only I may know. That only I skies, and I lay your hand now in the mine. I peel away the veils of time. I would die 10,000 times just to gaze into those eyes again. Spend days inside those eyes away.
Quicksilver Night featuring Dikiji. Pitichka, another long-awaited collaboration of Warren, Chip Russell, and Dikiji finally see daylight. The music all emanated from Chip. Lyrical duties were split between he and Dikiji. The trio of guest guitarists were perfectly chosen to make the material shine. And Grandmaster Russell's production is flawless. As expected, the vocals are superb, as Olya Dikiji proves that she can be forceful as well as delicate and complex in her delivery, utilizing her impressive full vocal range. This was entirely worth the wait. Favorite track, For You.
Music taken from Tom Kelly's A Quail's House, which may also be purchased on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.